Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. It's time.
Greetings and welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex, the only show where two total dudes review one total diva show and delight the entire world. I am one of those aforementioned dudes. I am the top hunk of pop punk, the brains behind America's favorite wrestling-themed Ramones core pop punk band, the Razor Ramones. I am Rex Razor Sharp. And joining me, as always, on this arduous journey of a nightmare is the host of Turnbuckle Turmoil, the host of the Sign of the Times, the host of Sign Guys Wrestling Show. He is the Kobe Bryant to my Kwame Brown, so never, ever, ever root for the Lakers. And welcome to the show, the genius known only as Sign Guy. Sign Guy, how you doing, brother?
Well, I was a little confused earlier this week. A little confused.
Yes, sir. You were confused, you say?
Yes. Now, as you probably noticed, all the children seem to be gone from the metro stops. I said, where's the couple hundred kids that occupy each metro stop during a weekday, taking them to and from school? So I looked into the situation to see if maybe all the children have been kidnapped, abducted by aliens, what have you. It turns out this is spring break. And I said, wait, wasn't spring break in the winter? Because surely Rex wouldn't be wrong about such a thing. And I said, no, it's spring break. We have it in the spring. And I said, is spring in the winter? And they said, no, March 20th is spring. We wouldn't have a spring break until spring has sprung. I was thoroughly confused.
My spring break happened during spring. Your spring break here, it may as well be summer break. This is late as hell. What are these kids doing? What are your schools teaching them? Why aren't they in school right now? They could be learning about all sorts of things, about that new bridge that they just built that you were so gung-ho about last week. But now they're off, probably just shooting up heroin, given it's the Pacific Northwest. Is that better?
Probably. Now, another thing that confused me.
Yes, sir.
This teacher lost her wheel coming out of the liquor store. And they raided her van and arrested her for a DUI because she lost a wheel.
Yes.
I bet hundreds of people in a given day have a wheel come off their car. It's a common occurrence that can go wrong with the car.
Correct.
But they arrest the broad.
Yes.
But yet, you have teachers in that state teaching kids to drink Miller Lights and vomit. One of them runs a meth house out of the schoolroom. But yet this teacher can't stop at the local liquor store and buy some beverages for her off time.
Well, I think the issue was that per the people that first encountered her and called the police, they said, man, when we went up to that lady, she smelled like a goddamn brewery. So I think
isn't that what they're trying to teach the kids in that area? You want to smell like a brewery at all times.
Yes, except when you are driving your car. That's when you want to spray on the right amount of cologne. You want to get your nice breath mints, and you want to avoid smelling like a brewery. So that was her mistake.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's Mamba Day, sign guy. Mamba Day. What do you think about that?
Didn't some guy come out with like a fifth Mamba when he wrote the song?
Mambo number 5. Oh, the best version, though, is the Disney Mambo number 5. Where it's like, a little bit of Goofy's all I need. A little bit of Mickey's my best friend. A little bit of Donald's what I want. A little bit of Daisy's. It's awesome. You guys should look it up. It's on Spotify. Disney Mambo number 5. It's awesome. But no.
Speaking of Donald Duck.
Yes.
I visited the local little free library, and when I say local, one of the 37 in a 4-block radius of my house.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Duck comic book in there.
A Donald Duck comic book at the library.
The little free library.
Huh.
Are you familiar with the little free library?
No.
Well, Beast Barnett loves this thing.
Yes.
You take volunteers, and they put out this little box-like structure in their front yard. It's usually made out of wood. Some people have used recycled postal boxes or whatever, and they fill it with books, and you can come and you can take the books, and you can donate more books, and you don't have to return the book at any given time. You're not stealing it because it's free. It's a way for the community to kind of exchange books.
Okay, there is one of these directly across from North High School, and it is chock full of religious paraphernalia, if you will. Propaganda, some might say.
It varies a little free library to a little free library what you're going to find.
Yeah.
But there's roughly 37 in a 3-block radius of my house. They're popping up faster than people can hammer up the sign that says Little Free Library.
So, do you have one?
No, I didn't see the need because we live on a dead-end cul-de-sac, so our visibility would be very limited. But the street up above our street, which is a thoroughfare, literally has 4 in a 5-block run. If you just keep going up the street, you'll come across 4 of them. I think that's a bit overkill, but what do I know?
How many of them are full of the Christian paraphernalia?
I'm sure there's some that are, but usually you get a pretty good hodgepodge of different things in it, especially if they've been around for a couple of months.
Huh. Now, it's Mamba Day, by the way.
It is Mamba Day.
What are your thoughts?
Oh, go ahead.
Let's bring on our guest, and then we'll get her thoughts on the Mamba.
That's what I was going to suggest.
Okay, will you introduce her?
Yes, she has been on in cameo roles before. Her first full-fledged guest appearance.
Uh-huh.
It's Brittany.
Brittany.
Hi.
What are your thoughts on Mamba Day, Brittany?
I have no idea. I have no thoughts on Mamba Day. I didn't even know it was Mamba Day until I started talking to you guys.
Brittany, It's Mamba Day. Come on.
What kind of Mamba are we doing here? I mean,
it's the Black Mamba.
Oh. Well, don't tell Beast.
Yeah, he would hate that.
What are your thoughts on the accomplishments of Mr. Mamba?
Huh. No idea. I have no thoughts on it.
Brittany. Brittany.
It's Godfather's. Literally the worst pizza.
What was that?
Sorry, assistant. He's being really loud.
I heard some loudmouth idiot. You ought to put the gimp back to sleep.
Just be quiet about this Black Mamba thing.
No, you don't know the Mamba? Mamba Day? Come on. Sign guy, help her out.
Well, apparently it's some sort of holiday to celebrate that Mamba number 5 song.
No, it is not.
Are you sure?
I am positive. Tonight is the very last professional basketball game of legendary rapist Kobe Bryant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll tell you I don't like basketball.
Oh! Then why did you join us on Total Hoops?
Total Hoops? This is Total Hoops now?
Yes, it always is.
I just thought I'd help Sign Guy out here. I didn't know it was Total Hoops. I thought it was Total Divas.
Sign Guy, tell her.
Sometimes you delve into Total Hoops, and occasionally we go into Total Tea. And speaking of which, I tried the Snapple's Rubio Tea. I wasn't a fan of it. Wasn't a fan at all.
Did it taste like Marco Rubio?
No, it tasted like a citrusy type of tea, like they were trying to go with a flowery tea, but they put like a tiny bit of sugar in it, so you didn't really get the full flowery effect. You didn't really get the sweet tea effect. Just kind of a filled combination of both.
Huh.
Now, Brittany, can you tell us what tea you have been enjoying lately?
Mango green tea lemonade from Starbucks.
Hmm.
Interesting choice. And
it's
speaking of Starbucks, there is a contest, a legitimate contest, not a rigged, phony contest where the winner will not receive their prize, but a legitimate one. You are the judge for said contest. I will let you explain said contest.
Okay. Let's see. Sign Guy orders something at Starbucks. And the reason he asked me to do this is I happen to work at Starbucks. He wanted some people to try to guess what he orders. And the closest one wins.
That is true. It is my go-to drink. I would say 75% of the time I order this, but not today because today I had something different. But 75% of the time, this is what I get. I will now read the submissions for this contest.
Well, let me make a guess real quick first.
All right, Rex will make his guess here.
Oh, go ahead and read those. I'm going to look over the list of what they have at Starbucks, refresh my memory. So go ahead and read what you have.
All right, so far we have Zane Paisley guessing vanilla chai latte, no whip, 2 Splenda. Kyle guesses a venti Americano with 2 extra shots. Michael guessed large black coffee. And Beast Barnett has guessed water, no ice.
I'm going to go with a cafe Americano with 1 sugar.
Do you want my opinion of who's closest? That's my job. I have to go with Zane. I know chai doesn't come with whip.
Oh.
Simply because you personally drink a grande, no foam, no whip, extra hot mocha with an extra shot of espresso.
That is true, I do.
You do.
A grande Americano, they would be close too because that has 3 shots in it.
Oh!
So, it's kind of a tie.
How do we break this tiebreaker? How do we get
we need
this
to
being
no.
people.
We need to break it down by ingredients and then decide which one's closest.
Chai doesn't have any coffee in it.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
And it also really doesn't come with whip to begin with, so saying no whip is kind of...
Oh, that's a double fail.
So I think I'm going to have to go with the Americanos.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because there's two.
Well, is Rex eligible?
Yeah, I'm eligible. Of course I'm eligible.
Let me look at this.
So which one's closer now? What was the other Americano guess?
It
was
a venti Americano with two shots.
Oh, no. And we're going to have to go with Rex's.
Yes! I'm
uh-huh.
Rex.
He didn't say a size, though.
I said one sugar.
But you didn't say a size.
Oh, I didn't say a size. I didn't know I was supposed to specify a size.
Venti comes with, like...
I would have guessed grande if I were guessing a size, just because no one... That's what everyone gets.
Well, and venti is, like, four shots. So why would someone only get two shots in a venti? That's just kind of gross.
Well, it was two extra shots, I believe, is what he was saying.
Now, what did you put it? What you said it was an Americano with what? Like, what do you get? You just get that straight black or what?
Right, but then you pour hot water in with it. Unless it's ice, then it's cold water and ice.
I think I won.
I think you did too, just because of shots of espresso.
Yes.
All right. A late minute submission wins the contest.
Now, is this the other 25% of the time do you get water, no ice?
I very seldom get water, no ice.
I won! I'm telling Periscope that I won. Periscope, I won!
I bet there's someone somewhere in the United States right now that has named their child Periscope.
Think so?
I think there probably is.
I think there's a higher percentage of people who use Periscope that have, no idea what a Periscope is.
Probably.
But back to Kobe Bryant. You guys think he anally raped that girl?
I like to trust the rape victim, so I'm gonna say yes.
Yeah, he definitely raped her.
Otherwise, why would he have bought the broad of that huge ring?
Yes. All right, we're all in agreement. Kobe Bryant's a legendary rapist.
I never cared for him coming out of high school because
No. Why
would you only play for one team only, and hold the league up when you're 18 years old and have not even made it to the prom yet?
Because you're a freaking teenager. That's what they do. They're brats.
I will say, though, Kobe Bryant, top five all-time basketball player.
You can't deny he's a good basketball player.
I'll go on record. Top five all time.
Pretty high praise. I don't know if I'd give him top five, maybe top ten though.
You gotta look at all aspects of it. The way he dominated the game for a couple seasons, the titles he has. You know, there aren't many people that have six championships, you know, that also have the amount of absolute domination that he showed there for a while. So
I don't even like basketball, and I knew who he was before he raped that girl. So.
So it's popularity.
What?
Brittany thinks it's a popularity. Contest.
I didn't say that.
I'm not basing my thoughts on popularity. Mine is always based on pure cold fact.
But the only person that's ever been popular in basketball that wasn't as good as he was popular is like Dennis Rodman, and he was still pretty good. He was just a jerk.
Who in the NBA has been popular but not good?
Kevin Garnett.
Garnett was good. I would say maybe Dale Ellis, because he was hugely popular. No, I'll go with Nate McMillan, because he was hugely popular in Seattle, but he was never a dominant player.
Oh, I got a good one. Harold Miner, Baby Jordan.
Was he popular once he got to the NBA, though?
Yeah, he won the slam dunk contest, and everyone was like, it's Baby Jordan, and loved him. Flopped tremendously. He had one of the top selling jerseys when he first came in the league. Yeah. Is Stein guy, is your the one, are you the one messing up?
That's what I'm hearing. I can hear you next.
Okay, Stein guy, you're messing up.
Well, I didn't mean to.
Oh, there you go. Now you're good.
Alright.
Well, while you're there, why don't you just hit that music?
I have it up.
Hit that music. Oh, that's where we take a segment from the show that we watched, we transcribe said scene, and we recreate it for you, the listener, at no additional charge. Tonight's scene, it's going to feature Brittany as Paige, Sign Guy Mandy, and I will be Alicia Foxy Fox. And scene.
Oh, baby girl, what's wrong?
Oh, nothing.
What is wrong? Want me to send the cameras out of the way?
No. It's fine.
What's wrong?
No. It's just, I don't know.
Are you missing home?
No.
Is your boyfriend being a dick?
No.
What is going on then?
Now. It's fine. It's just like the other four are all going out to dinner. Like, oh, it's fine. Like, Rose is sitting there with Bobby. You and Fox are close. I only try to fit in, but I feel like it's...
I don't know.
Dude, you fit in. The first couple months are really hard. You just have to, like, find who you are and who you belong with. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
But with you, I know you're going to be fine. You've got to take the foot on the chin. But, I mean, you're going to have these breakdowns.
Why are you... Hey, I'm going... Why are you crying?
I don't know. It's just that it's hard to fit in. Like,
oh shit, girl.
I'll be fine. I know. I just feel like you get close with some of them and then, like,
I don't know.
Eva, I felt like we were getting close and... Then I...
That's what happened.
Yeah.
sorry.
It's probably a mixture of things.
They didn't invite you to go with them.
No.
And then even today, spent
the day with the girls instead of with you?
Yeah, and that's fine.
And you were tight. Red and gold. You know what I mean?
And scene. So, hang on, what was this?
This was the last scene of the episode we watched where Mandy had this complete emotional breakdown and somehow summons the very spirit and being of old winky face Jonak as she tried to explain to Paige and Foxy that she was upset because Eva was spending time with other broads while they were in France. And apparently Mandy thought this was to be like an exclusive trip solely for the two of them to bond in some way.
Correct. Well, Sign Guy, why don't you get us started off? Who did you hate this week?
My number one most hated was Brie Bella. Now, Brie Bella this episode resorted back to doing everything she could to make her sister feel like a complete waste of human flesh and explain to her sister how obese she was and how much she was going to look horrible on television because she was so obese after 2 days in France. Brie mistakenly thought Nikki had put on 185 pounds or something in the 2 days they'd been in France, and they wouldn't show her on television, and she kept pointing that out over and over and over again.
Yeah, Bree's on my list for that reason, too.
Expound upon
your number one. But continue.
Yes.
She's actually tied for number three on my list.
Oh,
she didn't want fun, and she didn't want Nikki to have any fun either. And it was 2 days. It's like, come on, you can go 2 days without working out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they wanted to take a bike ride in Paris, at least that sounds fun until you say, we got to fight these calories. She ate one macaroon. Come on.
One macaroon from this dingus.
Macaroons are mostly air anyways.
Who? Right. Tell him to shut up.
Yeah, you shut up. You're not in this.
He's not. Joe Hickey can hit the bricks. Now, Bree.
Where should I?
Beat it. Beat it, Hickey. Bree was very much into body shaming her sister in this episode. Are we in agreement?
Yes. And she doesn't know how to have fun.
She has never known how to have fun. She's a miserable nightmare. And I just found her quite disgusting. It was very out of the ordinary for me to dislike Brie Bella. Usually I'm a big fan of hers. Man, this episode, her body shaming her sister. Nikki's on her, you know, vacation. She wants to eat some maroons. She wants to drink some wine. Wants to have a bunch of cheese, you know, have fun. And then Bree's just like, you're going to be fat. You're disgusting. You're a pig. If I had to look at myself in the mirror and I was you, I'd throw up. I'd puke. If I looked at myself in the mirror and I looked like you, Nikki, you look like about 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag. I was like, Bree, take it easy.
Another thing that made me not a fan of the Brie Bella this week, they're sitting at this outside cafe, and she orders champagne, knowing Eva Marie has struggled in the past with this, isn't totally comfortable being around people that drink, And Bree, knowing this, makes certain that she orders champagne for her and Nikki so they can drink it in the face of Eva Marie.
This is very true. It's just more of Bree's complete narcissistic behavior. She has no compassion for a single human that's ever been around her. It's just all about her, and everyone else in the world can fuck off to hell in her brain because she is the pits.
That's the problem. It's not all about her because she's sitting there trying to make her sister be just like her.
Yeah, because she's a narcissist piece of garbage. Like a bad narcissist. Like, I'm a good narcissist. I like to have fun.
For drink beer?
I'm not drinking beer tonight, sign guy.
Should I send an ambulance?
I got a Henry's hard soda, hard ginger ale going.
Do they make that with hard water?
I wish. But I think they make it with alcohol.
Huh. That's kind of weird. All right.
Made with cane sugar as well, so.
So what you're saying is Glenn Jacobs has a sugar refinery somewhere.
Yes. Also, it is apparently from Portland.
Maine or Oregon?
Well, this says it's from Wisconsin. When Portland unveiled a new public fountain in 1887, Brewer Henry Weinhard offered to
Portland,
pump.
Portland, Oregon.
Is it?
Yeah, Weinhard is a well-known Portland brewery.
Well, this is apparently brewed in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Well, that's probably the same people that bought out Rainier beer.
I'll do some Googling on it as you guys continue.
All right. You didn't give your number one most hated.
Oh, I didn't take any notes or have any. I'm just guiding you guys and giving my little input. I didn't care enough. This episode was the worst. On my TV, it's Al Snow calling Grado a fat turd, it said on the closed captioning. Fat turd.
Right.
Do you remember when all those guys called Daniel Bryan a turd that one episode?
Yes.
And how infuriated I got? I don't know. Beast, do you remember that?
Who?
When Daniel Bryan got called a turd and how I lost my mind.
That day, trying to show my merchandise, and it just really upset me because I was there to show merchandise, and they called Bryan a turd. And I said, Bryan, I called Bryan a turd.
I went crazy that day. I was like, this is a fucking guy that's like their number one cat, and they're calling him a turd. They're calling him legit shit. They legit were saying, you are a piece of shit. It's not even like Owen Hart being called a nugget and then getting mad about it. They called Daniel Bryan a fucking poop. And he did nothing. He let them just call him a poop. Someone calls me a piece of poop, I'm going to give it back to him, either through my fists or through my words. I'm not just going to stand there laughing like, I guess I am a turd. That was infuriating. Oh, man.
You're going to give the poop back to them?
I'll give him the poop back tenfold, brother. And Grado getting called a turd on this show, I bet he's just going to do some goofy thing and never acknowledge that a grown adult man told him he was a piece of shit.
Are you saying you found that truck where your shorts were?
Sign guy.
Okay.
I see.
You were breaking up again.
So you're saying you found that truck that you had your shorts in years ago?
Oh, yeah, the poop pants I put in that truck?
Yes.
No, I didn't find them.
I see.
All right, so
Brittany, who is your number one?
There we go.
Mandy. She was awful.
Tell us about it.
Because she was, like, clinging to Eva Marie. So Eva Marie goes to hang out with somebody else, like her friends in Paris. And this bitch is over here crying about it. And then she's like, well, now I know I can't trust her. It's like, are you serious? just because she went out with other friends? Really? Who does that?
Mandy.
Here, go walk on the streets and look at stuff. It's fun. I hate them all because they went to Paris. So, I mean, her crying while in Paris because her friend went to hang out with other friends is kind of stupid.
I agree. I hate Paris, too.
Are we talking Paris, Kentucky?
No, that's a wonderful place. We're talking Paris, France, brother.
Oh,
so we're
all right.
Paris. Who wants to be in Paris Hilton?
The guys from Good Charlotte, I think one of them was.
How many VD? How much VD do they have now?
What do you mean by VD?
Venereal disease.
Oh, we don't talk it like that on this show. Keep the filthy language at home. This is a PG show, right, sign guy?
Ish.
Figure out what a donkey show is.
We never got confirmed what a donkey show is from QT. I thought
He's
it sounded
still
like a,
researching.
I thought it sounded like a delight. Just checking out the donkey doing some cool tricks. Who wouldn't like that? Donkeys are pretty sweet.
Do you have a fact about donkeys?
I guess they keep coyotes away.
Oh, donkey facts. Let's do donkey facts.
Donkeys.
Let me Google donkey facts.
Now, in the
Let's
meantime, I found Mandy not the most likable either. I didn't have her on my list, but I don't know why she got this misguided notion that rather than being sent to Paris by the company to work and do promotion, that it was actually supposed to be like a private bonding ritual between her and Eva Marie. Mm. And then when Eva Marie tried to, like, mend the relationships with the rest of the broads, because the first part of the season, they hated her with a passion. They all hated Eva Marie. That was the focus of the first four episodes of this season, was how much hatred each of them had for Eva Marie. And she was trying to correct that so she could make it back to the roster on the main shows. And Mandy's like, you can't go with them. What about us? It was our special bonding time. Just you and me alone in this big empty house together. And then she just had this emotional breakdown and somehow channeled the very spirit and being of old Winky Face Jonak.
True. I'm gonna be for 1 second. You guys talk amongst yourselves about it. Brittany, give your facts about this thing that Stein guy was talking about.
Oh, no.
I'll be right back.
Wow. Oh. I think what he meant was my number two. My number two this week was Paige. Now
Paige is actually on your number two?
Paige is number two on my most disliked. The reason being, from the start, as soon as they arrived in Paris, she's like, let's be the ugly Americans. And she's like, just trying to cause trouble, wanting to make herself look like an idiot, which in reflection makes the company look like a bunch of idiots. And she's going around trying to be stupid, and then they do this deal where Rosa gets engaged for the second time in a month, and she's all bragging, oh, yeah, I knew about this. Oh, I saw the ring and this and that. I'm like, well, the whole world saw the ring because they televised it on Total Divas a month ago. So that's not impressive that you saw it a month ago, so you can quit bragging, Paige. But then, later in the episode, Paige hires this artist to come to the like compound where all the broads are staying, for the sole purpose of him stripping off all of his clothes to shock Natty. Like, all she was wanting to do was shock Natty for no reason. So she hired basically a stripper instead of an actual artist that models for nude paintings.
Huh.
There's a setup
yep.
on Natty's end for no reason
yep.
whatsoever.
How big do you think that fella was?
If he's a stripper in Paris, it's probably pretty big, because I don't think they do the whole keeping your bottoms on.
What do you think, sign guy?
I think he was maybe medium size, but his arches persona was twice as big.
Well, while we're talking about guys that are really hung, it's time for some donkey facts. Fact number one. Do you know donkeys have excellent memory? Did you guys know that, sign guy?
Yes, yes.
They're capable of remembering a place they have been to or other donkeys they met 25 years ago. Can you remember things from 25 years ago, sign guy?
Yes.
Okay, name one thing from 25 years ago. You would have been what?
WrestleMania 7.
Okay. 25 years ago, I was 11. And what I remember was going to Disney World.
I was 7. I don't want to talk about the stuff I remember.
Guess what, you guys? Donkey, with proper maintenance and care, can live for how many years? Let's guess here, sign guy. 18 years?
37.
Oh, Brittany, do you have a guess?
I'm going to go with about 35.
Well, sign guy was the closest without going over. It's 40. 40 years. Donkey facts. Donkeys, why do you think they have those long, floppy ears, Brittany?
I don't know, to protect them? No idea.
Close. Sign guy, why do they have those big, floppy ears?
To prevent insects from flying into their ear canal.
It's to keep them cool in the hot and arid desert conditions. Now, most people think donkeys are a very stubborn creature, but what they actually are is a very cautious creature. In fact, if they sense something wrong while they're traveling, they'll simply not move ahead. They'll dig their heels in. This is because of their intelligence. They can sense the problem, so they will stop until the problem can be resolved. Meaning they are not stubborn. They are very cautious, those donkeys. So there's a few donkey facts for you. If I find any more interesting ones, I'll toss them in. Speaking of that guy's dick, let's talk about Natty.
What about Natty?
What about her? You guys tell me.
Well, she's number three on my... She's tied with Bree for number three on my shit list.
She's on my list at number three as well.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, she was, like, sitting there insulting that stripper. And, of course, it was really horrible what she said. She said she looks for better than her husband, TJ.
Oh.
And that's pretty horrible, even if you're joking.
What do you guys think? Did this fella look better than TJ?
Well, he's more my type than TJ would be. TJ's pretty clean cut, but I don't know about better looking, just different.
Who would be the better lover, sign guy?
Out of Natty and whom?
No, out of TJ and the dong fella.
Probably the French guy, because he doesn't have the bad neck, so he's not all hopped up on morphine.
But that morphine would dull some of TJ's senses, meaning he could probably go a lot longer than old Big Dick Frenchie over here. Old French Tickler.
It could also do the opposite, and he might not be able to, you know, get it up.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's very true.
Problem.
Yeah, maybe that's Natty's problem.
You guys think TJ not getting bones?
Maybe.
I don't know. I think the problem's deeper because she said how she looks for better than TJ every day. She wasn't joking because if you'll recall her wedding, she's ready to run off with the other guy.
Jared.
Calgary. Yes, Jared. She was She's like, oh, I think I'll just marry Jarrett instead, maybe. I'll invite him to my wedding, and then that way, in case I decide to go with Jarrett, we'll be all set.
Why even get married?
Huh?
Why get married?
Because TJ's a delightful human being.
That's true, but at the same time, if you're really doubting it that much, why put him through hell?
Natty's really dumb.
That's true. And I'm guessing WWE probably paid for most of the wedding so they could televise it on Total Divas.
That's
so
true,
she's like,
as well.
Well, since it's free, because TJ in an earlier episode is like, okay, you want to get married? We're at the courthouse. Let's get married right here today. And she just flipped out, refused to marry him. And he's like, you spent the entire episode telling me you want to get married. I got the license. We're ready to be married. Courthouse is right here. And she's like, no, I refuse. Why would you think I want to marry you? And just acted like it was the craziest thing she had ever heard of.
So here's a donkey fact. Donkey milk was once valued as a medicine and was given to premature babies, sick children, and to people suffering from tuberculosis. The milk of a donkey contains much more sugar and protein than cow's milk. It also has less fat, brother. More protein, less fat? Why aren't we drinking that all the time?
Because you only drink room temperature water and Miller Lights.
Yeah, and I get my protein from eating beef constantly. But I do drink
and
milk.
And then Natty, she just worms her way into the Bella's dinner because she goes there and she's like, oh, what are you doing? And they're like, oh, we're going to go out to dinner. And she's like, oh, I guess I'll just stay at the house. And they're like, oh, do you want to come, Natty? She's like, I'll fix my makeup. And she's like, all excited. They weren't planning on bringing Natty to the dinner. She just went up there and did her little sad face gimmick.
Yep.
And like, oh, I guess I can just sit here and like listen to music and be alone for the rest of the trip. And they're like, oh, you want to have dinner, Natty? She's like, I'll be there in 5 minutes. And then she insulted poor Mandy on the bus because when they had this motorhome they were traveling in, they were asking all kinds of personal questions. She had no problem with it. They're in the car with Titus O'Neil. He's asking all kinds of personal questions. She has no problem with it. Mandy asked basically the same thing as all these other people, and Addie's like, pretty personal question for this early in the morning, isn't it? And just snaps at this poor kid whom didn't know any better.
You know what? I don't feel bad for that girl for anything. I mean, remember the crap she gave Natty not long ago, like showing up late to practice and then having to take a million pictures and look all pretty.
Well, donkey fact. George Washington was responsible for the first breeding of Mammoth Jacks, a type of donkey in the United States. George Washington. Let's give him a hand. Donkey fact. And that would be a male donkey because the males are called Jacks. Do you know what a female donkey is called, Sign Guy?
Jill.
Missy Hyatt.
Huh.
The All Missy right. Hyatt, yes. Actually, they're called a Jennet or Jenny.
I see.
Yeah. Jenny. Yeah. So who else did we hate? Can we move on? Can we end the show?
I believe
that
was all of them. Unless Brady
had
one more.
She was number two. So she couldn't enjoy herself in Paris because she was so pissed off at Rosa. She complained the entire time before they made up. And she's very ununderstanding that Rosa's pregnant and just her personality's probably temporarily changed.
Yeah, this whole pregnancy stuff has led to both sides of it being really, really dumb. Rosa's been, you know, typical dumb pregnant lady who does kooky things because her hormones are all wild and she's in constant pain. But she still does wacky things that don't make sense. And then on the other side, you have the other dummies who are much dumber because they're like, wow, why is she so dumb? Why doesn't she understand that I don't want to go to her baby shower? So it's been a lot of dumb. Whole bunch of dumb, I would say. Would you concur, Sign Guy?
It has, but, you know, Foxy, I agree with Brittany. She just was complaining. She was trying to complain on both ends of the argument. She's like, oh, I don't want to not be around Rosa because we've been friends for 10 years and I'd miss her and this and that. And then she's like, but I hate her. I don't want to be around her at all. But I'd miss her so much if she wasn't around. And it just kept going back and forth. Wouldn't pick a side.
All right. So let's talk about who was liked this episode. Brittany, did you like anybody?
I liked Bobby. I mean, come on, he proposed to his woman on the Eiffel Tower.
Now, let's wonder, though, about this fella's proposal. He makes shirts that say, Satan is my puss lust. And, like, he has a shirt that has a church burn, and it says, keep it burning. And then, you know, so what is the marriage going to be to this guy who makes sheets for his bed that say, Fuck God, Satan rules, or whatever.
His personal beliefs might be stupid, but he's still legally marrying someone, and that's always... It's a lot harder to get divorced than it is to get married.
What do you think his satanic marriage will entail, Sign Guy?
I think Jim Mitchell performance ceremony. And I think Kevin Sullivan will be there to throw flowers. Probably dead
cute.
Ones.
Dead rocks, yes.
And I think Rose's mother will start screaming unintelligible things and throwing water at both Rosa and Bobby.
Now, will the big guy make an appearance? Will Satan himself show up to bless this new couple?
That's where Jim Mitchell comes in.
I think he won't because he's not fucking real. But we'll see. Maybe I'm mistaken. Maybe Satan will flap his big fucking black wings of hate into their wedding and just bless them. We don't know.
No, not really.
Sign Guy, who'd you like?
Well, first I want to cover this Bobby thing. Now, Brittany, were you aware that Bobby had already proposed to Rosa within the last month?
No, but it still doesn't change my view on this. I mean, you can propose as many times as you want, but it's never going to be on top of the Eiffel Tower.
Well,
it could be
one time it was.
It could be if you go to King's Island.
That's true.
Yeah.
That would be like your dream thing. You should go take Beth and propose to her again on the Tower and King.
I told her I was going to propose to her at the top of the Beast, and she didn't like that.
Oh, okay.
Now, when David Barnett's asleep, and the two of you are sitting on his head, do you think he's going to be filled with joy over this, or is he going to maybe not be so happy that this was your plan?
Hmm?
I'm
what?
Just thinking when Beth and Rex sit on Beast's head, while he's asleep in bed, he's not going to be too thrilled with the situation.
I don't know. He's kind of weird. He might like it.
Yeah, he might.
Now, Sign Guy, who did you like?
My number three is I had Eva Marie.
Ugh.
Now, the reason I had Eva Marie was she at least made an effort to try to rectify the situations with all the other broads, because everyone except for Mandy and to a lesser extent Rosa completely hated her the first parts of this episode, this season. They were not happy with Eva Marie's presence in the company at all. Didn't like her. She tried to get training. They hated her for that. She wasn't trained. They hated her for that. So she couldn't win. So she tried her best in France to get past it, make sure everybody was on the same page, apologize if she offended people. For the most part, they were accepting of her. So it looked like she was trying to make her professional life a little bit easier with this trip, despite the fact Mandy thought it was like for their own personal relationship. Eva Marie's like, well, while we're here, I might as well try to make some better relationships with the broads that are on the main roster so they don't get me fired.
She's also my number three.
Yeah? Any other things to add? Or?
Yeah, she actually gave Fox some really good advice, and it worked. I mean, she went and she used to be the most hated diva, and she decided that, you know, she should just be herself, because if they're going to hate her, at least they'll hate her for her being her.
She likes me for me. I don't know what I'm doing. Speaking of Eva Marie, donkey fact. The donkey's favorite pastime is rolling. These motherfuckers are addicted to fucking Molly. Rolling their goddamn balls off.
David, have you been hanging out with the donkey?
What's that got to do with me?
Is he rolling around?
Sometimes. Especially when he's sleeping.
All I'm saying, if he's like rolling, keep rolling, he better holler at the Top Punk and Pop Punk, because, you know, we all like to be rolling. Remember when the Undertaker used to come out to that?
At WrestleMania 19?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was there.
American Bad. I was there when he debuted with that. It was embarrassing.
Now, when Beast is rolling around in bed, and Rex and Beth go to sit on his head so they can get proposed for however many times it is, what's going to keep you guys from falling right off of Beast?
They're going to have harnesses on.
Yeah, they're strengths, dude. What the fuck are you thinking? We got over-the-shoulder restraints.
Alright.
Who else did you guys like? Let's finish this. I'm done with it.
My number two was Nikki. Because she just wanted to have a good time and forget she was injured.
I love Nikki. Everyone knows that.
Now, the thing with Nikki is, I almost put her on my number three, but the whole thing at the beginning where she went to this weird physical therapy session where they froze them and Natty had the hole in her towel and she just laughed at Natty. It's like Natty's got this big hole in her towel and her and the therapist just laughed at poor Natty. Took her off my number three most liked for that reason. But I did enjoy the fact that she liked macaroons.
Yes, that's excellent.
More than them, jeez.
I liked
she
watching
ate seven
her,
of them in a sitting.
Yeah, I liked watching her eat all that cheese, too. Wish I was eating
now,
cheese.
Did you catch on that they were actually eating brie cheese?
Yeah. She told her she was eating herself.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Kind of wrong.
Anyone else?
My number two was John Cena. Now, he wasn't seen in this episode, but
you can't see him.
That's right. He was referenced several times. Whenever the Bellas would go somewhere, that required some sort of reservation when they went to a restaurant, when they went to the cheese tasting, this and that. It was John Cena that set it up. So from across the world, he had to call these places in France.
Yes.
And get this set up for the Bellas because they didn't have enough pool in France. They couldn't say, we're the Bellas, you better set it up. And Bree saying, no, my sister's too fat. Don't let her eat your food. And Nikki saying, shut up. And they're slapping each other on the phone. John Cena had to call him and he said, I'm very sorry. I will send you an extra $2,000 if you let my girlfriend and her sister in. Give them a private sampling. I'll pay for any damages that might occur. He had enough stroke and power. He could do that. And he went ahead and did it.
He obviously loves Nikki very much.
Yeah. Not enough to marry.
He's just afraid that she would take most of his belongings if he ever kicked her to the curb, I think.
He could easily sign a damn paper.
Mm-hmm.
No, she did sign a paper, if you recall.
The marriage paper. That's just the cohabitation agreement.
Yeah, but it said in there that what's his is his, but think of all the things that accrued since that time. I'm sure he's bought several different things and put them in the house.
Like millions of suits?
Yeah.
Yes. All his 57 suits that he bought, he's probably bought several vehicles, I'm sure some art. That stuff, I think, would be up for grabs because it wasn't in the house when she signed the paper.
Well, with Nikki getting so fat and stuff, she probably can't wear those suits anyway.
No, but she could sell them on eBay.
Would you buy one?
No, but Rex would buy like 6 of them.
Nope.
Yep, he would buy them, wear them once, throw them in the garbage, and just walk away.
He'd set them on fire. He wouldn't throw them in the garbage.
I would set every... I don't know. Anyone else?
I wonder
Brittany,
if
you have a number 2?
I think she's
I did. My number 2 was Nikki.
Yeah.
Okay.
We watched the movie Daddy's Home last evening, starring Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg. Also, the best part of it, if I were to make a list of my top 3 favorites, number 1 would be the very brief, rare appearance of John Cena in it.
Was it as brief, more brief, or less brief than his appearance in Ready to Rumble?
How long would you estimate he was in Ready to Rumble? Can you give me an estimate? I don't remember exactly.
30 seconds.
Oof, I would say it's about equal then.
Have you guys seen Trainwreck?
Yes, absolutely. John Cena's the best part of it, too.
I've never seen a train wreck, but we've got several trains here in the Pacific Northwest.
How about Sisters? Anyone seen it?
I saw the Bella Twins last night in Total Divas.
John Cena was also great in it.
Have you seen the Fred movie?
Yes, I have. He was not so good in it. He lived in a locker. He was Fred's dad, right?
Yeah, I think something like that.
Yep, I've probably seen all of John Cena's movie appearances, you guys.
Nice.
The Marine, amazing.
I watched 12 Rounds in a Hospital.
12 Rounds? I love 12 Rounds. It's legitimate good. The best part of The Marine, though, is when that Robert Patrick's like, nothing will stop this guy. It's like he's a Terminator. And then he looks up in the mirror at the guy. That was a fun little riff, taking us back to the movie Robert Patrick was in. Remember
my
that
number
movie?
One this week was the Macaroon Chef. Now this guy came
I didn't
to
like
the compound.
That guy,
oh,
a,
you don't like.
You, that guy was a
you don't
dickhead.
Like anybody.
No, that guy was a
now,
dick.
He was at
he
my
not.
He was at the bottom of my list because who's gonna stop it being a Macaroon Chef? Aim higher, buddy. You're in France.
And plus, he's like, hey, go get me some wine. You're a terrible host. What a fucking jerk. They're paying you money. Shut up.
I like this guy because all he does all day long apparently is make macaroons for people. That sounds like an amazing job. And John Cena apparently paid for this guy to go to the compound, and he's teaching the Bellas how to make macaroons while they're getting free-mode. And they don't care if they're not making the macaroons right or if they're even making macaroons at that point. They have no idea what they're doing. But the guy's still trying to make macaroons, trying to do what he's paid for. And finally, he gives up the will to live. And he's like, well, you haven't offered me a glass of wine. You're a terrible host. Because he's sick of these Americans coming to his country, hiring them to teach them how to prepare macaroons. He tries to explain how to prepare macaroons properly. And they're just focused on drinking as much as possible and giving donkey facts. They don't care if they make macaroons right. He wants to share his craft, and he's not allowed to do so because these Americans keep coming in and just playing around, and they don't care about his craft or him. He finally just took a stand.
I got a suggestion for this little French pastry chef. If he's had enough of these Americans coming into his country, then maybe this little surrender monkey ought to stand up and fight for what he believes in for the first time in France's history.
He'd lose
I think
his
that's
money.
What he did.
Also, if it wasn't for France, we wouldn't be a country. So we'll accept it.
Do you know that the reason that France helped is because Benjamin Franklin went over to France and started banging all the whores, and the whores called in all the favors to the people that were in charge of France, and
is
that's
that
what led them to the United States to help?
Is that how donkeys got here?
I don't know, but that's an actual fact. That's
Ben
how
Franklin was banging all the horses.
Yeah.
Hey, Rex, can I ask you something about donkeys?
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, Shrek has that donkey friend, right? What kind
hey,
of donkey?
It's me, a donkey! Yeah.
What kind of donkey is he? He's a donkey.
I'm a donkey!
Yeah.
Hey, Shrek!
Yeah.
But there's talking donkey, obviously, so what kind of donkey is he?
He's a donkey.
He's an anthropomorphic donkey.
Oh, okay.
That exists in a cartoon world where things don't exist as they do in our natural world. Sometimes these worlds will set up certain framework that they abide by, such as in the world of Winnie the Pooh. Tigger can bounce around on his tail, but he can't teach this little fucking Roo how to bounce on his tail because his tail's the size of a fucking little carrot.
Okay, so does this explain people believe in Jesus? Because people believe...
What?
Yeah, because cartoons and Jesus are like the same thing, aren't they?
Listen, we're going to wrap this up. I got a few donkey facts to share before we end. Donkey is a late 18th century word, and it originally rhymed with monkey. So they were originally called donkey, that donkey butt, that donkey, let me ride that donkey, donkey. So it was like that, like the song Donkey Butt. William Thackeray, he once referred to a donkey by the word cardophagus. What do you think cardophagus means, sign guy?
It means coffin.
Nope. Brittany, any idea what cardophagus would mean?
No clue.
It means thistle eater, you guys. I'm gonna eat my thistle. What country do you guys think has the largest number of donkeys?
Interjection is it being total donkeys this week? Why Foxy sounded like Eeyore?
Yeah, sure. This was all planned. What country
I'm
has
gonna
the largest
say
amount of donkeys?
Colombia has the most donkeys.
Okay. Guess it's from your guys' side.
Russia.
China. With about 11 million of the world's 41 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
overpopulated with everything.
There are over 800 donkeys working on British beaches, with more than 200 licensed in Blackpool.
The donkeys are licensed?
Yeah, because since 2005, these donkeys in Britain required to have a passport.
Donkeys have rights too, you know, David.
You guys, you know the phrase donkey years, right? We've all used it. Donkey's years, right?
Are you going to say something racist again?
I just said all donkeys matter.
Donkey's years. You know, it means a long time. It began as a pun on the length of a donkey's ear. So there's some donkey facts to wrap it up. You guys, what do you have going on? Anything you want to talk about that's not embarrassing?
I'm dying of consumption.
We all are, I guess. I don't know.
Hey, now's a good time, I need to ask you, do you have any, like, 90s wrestling shirts that I could borrow Friday? Like, 90s as hell.
They have to look 90s.
Like, you say that t-shirt's from the 90s.
Nope.
I got a few.
Yeah, okay, Sign Guy does.
I need that hat! I need that hat! Tell Beth I need that hat!
Oh, yeah. Why? What are you doing Friday?
That's your flannel shirt.
Well, it's a hodgepodge. I'm going. It's some party where you dress up as the decades. Everybody's like, oh, you can be a flapper or the disco, and I'm going as the 90s.
Just dress up like Raven.
Guys, that's what I was kind of thinking. I got the flannel that I'm going to put around my waist.
Yeah.
I have two Raven t-shirts from the 90s.
I have one from the 90s, but it would be way too small.
Are you saying Beast is fat?
No, I'm saying it's way too small of a shirt. It was from when I weighed about 150 pounds, which was about, nearly 100 pounds ago, so.
I bet it would look adorable. It would look all 90s style. Look like he's wearing, like, a bare midriff.
Oh, yeah, Stevie Richards.
Yeah. You'd be wearing a little fat belly shirt, that's for sure. Everyone would be, you'd be like, what are you looking at my gut for?
I don't know if I'd be out of place.
Yeah, well, it would not. It would not fit. It wouldn't get over your body.
It'd rip.
I'm trying to think if I have any others that would fit the mold. You could just wear. I think I have a typo negative shirt you could put on.
No, that would work for sure.
Yeah, and it's a big shirt, so it should fit.
Okay. Yeah, that'll totally work. We'll
just
go
remind
that.
Me.
I will.
Well, this was a great way to end the show with this personal
conversation. Well, you haven't asked me what I was doing.
I know. Well, we got to get rid of them first. All right. Bye, guys.
What?
Okay, they're gone. What are you doing, Sign Guy?
Well, Friday on Sign Guy's Wrestling Show, we have scheduled Cole Radrick from the Midwest, up-and-coming cruiserweight. But if he doesn't show, we're going to talk about some broad named Sophie's track and field meet for an hour, apparently. And then, Saturday, I'm making my debut at Project 42 Wrestling at the El Corazon Nightclub in Seattle.
Oh. Excellent. Then anything else?
Sunday, on Turnbuckle, we have Steve the Brawler Lawler. He was supposed to be on a few weeks ago. Had an unfortunate incident, had to go to the ER at the last minute right before the show, so we rescheduled him for this coming Sunday. And then I got a beeline to Portland because I'll be back at NWA Blue Collar, which just won the big six-man tag at the Cauliflower Alley Club the other day against Circle City.
Yeah. Indiana's technically better, but I guess not this time.
I guess not. I guess JKO just ate that cutter from Bad Blood and cost his team the win to the horror of the Dice Man who was standing right there.
Ronnie Vegas?
Yeah.
He's still at it, huh?
Yeah, he never quit.
Last time I saw him, he was at a Burger King with Jerry Wilson after leaving the Red Roof Inn.
Been quite some time ago.
It was about 10 years ago.
That's quite some time.
Does Jerry still work at the Red Roof Inn, do we know?
We know that he does not.
Oh, okay.
Huh. Interesting. All right. Well, I'm going to be watching the NXT show to watch Shinsuke Nakamura. I believe he's wrestling the Drifter this evening, so that should be
a
thing.
Whoa, is that Dean the Drifter from SCW up in Paulsboro?
No, it's Elias Sampson the Drifter.
I thought it was maybe Dean the Drifter, good old Triple D.
Well, that's it for tonight. Have a good evening. I bid you all a lovely spring break, part two. And until next time, tell the dudes, Sign Guy Rex. Peace out. Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. It's time. Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. Ba 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 ba